Overnight America, John Grayson here with you. It is a Monday morning, which means we're kicking off a brand new week here on the program, and a big hour on the show because we have a voice of which you've heard attached to the man who happens to be sitting across from me right now. You've heard him several times here on the program, but now for the first time, he's right here in the studio with us. And Josh Sullivan of 52 Friends fame, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
As you're making your way across the country.
Yeah, this is week 17 of 52 Friends.
17 weeks already. Now, I have to, I don't even know what this means exactly, but does it feel like it's been 17 weeks?
No, it still feels like it's January, and I can't believe it's almost May.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only a couple of days away. You're right. Yeah, by the end of the week, I think we're into May, so this is good. Now, for folks who have not heard you here on the program before, we should explain again a little bit about what you're doing, and then we'll get to where you've been. 52 Friends is your effort to do what?
Go all over the country and stay in a different place with a different person each week for all of 2009.
Now, of the 52 people that you have lined up, well, first of all, we should start with that. Are you completely booked now?
No, actually, I'm leaving. I'm arriving Friday in Minneapolis, and I don't have a place to stay.
So if you're listening in on WCCO in Minneapolis, St. Paul right now, and you've been hearing our conversations with Josh over the last couple of months, you really are. You're looking for a place to stay.
Yeah, I bought a bus ticket. I thought to myself, I want to go see Minneapolis. I'll take care of the stay later.
Uh-huh.
And so I bought a bus ticket for there. And then Marquette, Michigan, I don't have a place completely lined up. And then I'm going from there down to where I grew up in Saginaw, Michigan.
Yeah, because I was going to say Marquette, that's close to home for you. So there's got to be somebody there,
yeah,
you know.
I wanted to take a weird route, and I've never really been too far in the Upper Peninsula, and Marquette's up there, so I wanted to go see it.
Right. Is there anything else in the UP? I mean, aside from Marquette?
There's
no, even Marquette's not really
some old
there.
Some old mining towns, some deer maybe.
Yeah, right. But now, is that the reason that you chose Marquette? Is it just the biggest place in the UP?
Yeah, it is. It's the biggest city. It's a college town. I happen to be going there apparently when college is out of session because everybody's been emailing me back saying they can't have me because they're going to Mexico.
Yeah, right. They'll be in Mexico or Florida or Southern California or someplace warm.
Well, I've been emailing people on couchsurfing.com and they were... A lot of people are writing back saying a week is just too long.
Well, King, have you split any up until now? Have you stayed a week... Like with one person the entire time, or have you gone a couple of days here, a couple of days there?
It's been a week with a different person, except I stayed 2 weeks with the same person in Santee, California,
because okay.
Something fell through, and I just figured I'll just do it, and I just asked, and she said, yeah, 2 weeks is fine.
Now, to get in touch with Josh, the best way to do it is online, yeah?
Yeah, joshcomics.com, or if you happen to be in Minneapolis and want to offer me a week to stay... Josh@joshcomics.com. And joshcomics.com has the links to everything, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, everything.
When will you be arriving in Minneapolis? Do you know the date yet?
Friday, May 1st at 11:05 a.m.
You got to write down to the minute.
On a Greyhound.
And then he'll be headed to the Fine Line to drink a lot and and wait until somebody offers him a place to stay.
And so. Then I'll be leaving the Thursday after that. So if anybody can stomach me for that long.
Okay. Well, I'm sure somebody will because we've been reading and kind of following all of your progress throughout all of these different towns over the last couple of months. And you're kind enough to stop by here every month or so and let us know what you've been up to by phone. So let's start where we left off last time, because on joshcomics.com right now, there's a picture of you that was taken the day after we last spoke.
Yeah, the day after. It's a picture of me just, I guess, just west of Roslyn, Washington, where they filmed the show Northern Exposure.
Which was your favorite show.
My favorite show, and absolutely one of the top 10 greatest moments of my life was seeing Roslyn, Washington.
And just walking around. Did it really look in person like it looked on the show?
Oh,
did
yeah.
You go, oh, that's that and that's
yeah,
that?
Yeah, absolutely. They left a lot of it. The old office for Dr. Fleischman is now a gift shop all centered around the show called Sicily's Gift Shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner gave us all a ton of history. I'd met a friend who right after I got off the show with you last time, I met somebody and she said, I'm going to take you to Roslyn. I'm going to take you all over. I'm going to show you around. I was in Ellensburg, Washington.
Yeah.
And she was a great tour guide. She showed me all over. She took me down to Yakima. She took me around Ellensburg, all over the place, and it was really cool. And this trip has been really amazing with that, meeting lots of new people, meeting Kevin. I'm staying with Kevin, your producer.
My producer, yeah.
Yeah, he offered his home in Florissant, Missouri, and I walked around there today and checked out the Old Town district there.
Because I'm way too big a star to offer you. But no, I would have. You could have stayed with me, but Kevin stepped up, though.
Yeah,
so.
And it's amazing. I was looking at an old town place that was founded in the 1700s. This is the oldest place I've been so far, you know. And St. Louis has been really amazing. Friday morning, I walked across Eads Bridge into Illinois, just so I could say I walked into Illinois.
And you made it back alive.
I made it back
alive.
Wow. And I walked all over. I walked down the Riverfront Trail. I walked, you know, I took a billion pictures of the arch, checked out the old city courthouse, went to the library, people watched, all sorts of stuff.
Now, I want to go back to the picture for just a second, too, because you mentioned the store, and I know there's a connection with the store that used to be Dr. Fleischman's office on the TV show and something that's in the picture.
Oh, yeah.
What are you holding?
So I look like I'm totally Photoshopped in this picture.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Because it's a very very scenic nature shot of Cle Elum River and some mountains and trees behind me, and then I just look like a scruffy beatnik with a with a sucker in my hand that I bought at the Sicily's gift shop, and it was a huckleberry sucker, which they are famous for in that area in central Washington.
So there actually is something called a huckleberry.
Yeah, there's
it's a real berry.
Yeah, and they had tons of different huckleberry stuff, huckleberry jam, other huckleberry candy besides the sucker.
Yeah.
And I guess there's festivals centered around huckleberries.
Well, why wouldn't you? I mean, you know, if you're in Washington State in the middle of nowhere, you have to have something. So you got the huckleberry festival.
And I definitely felt like I was in the middle of nowhere because I had just come from Seattle a few days before.
Yeah.
And it was completely different, just 90 miles away.
But you're right. I mean, the fact is that the picture itself looks like a postcard.
Yeah.
And then there you are. But, you know, not that you wouldn't be on a postcard.
Yeah.
But still, it does. And it's one of those places where it just takes your breath away when you're standing there.
Yeah. And the other thing is I've been taking a lot of photos, or people have been taking photos of me.
Yeah.
And I don't really notice how amazing they're going to be until after I upload them on the computer and I go, wow, I cannot believe I was there.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting there taking a billion photos. I've taken something like 15,000 photos now in the past four months now. And I'm just taking pictures of everything. Everything amazes me. That's the great thing about this trip.
Can you imagine if it was like it was when we was kids and you had to have film canisters with you and had to pay to develop all of those pictures? I mean, you'd be broke forever.
I would be taking three pictures a week.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but if you took that many, yeah, it would absolutely drive you into poverty. Well, joshcomics.com, again, is the website where you can keep track of all of this. So we should bring folks up to speed between Washington State and St. Louis, Missouri, where you're spending the week this week. Where else have you been?
Well, I went from Ellensburg, Washington on a 1,400-mile bus ride to Denver, Colorado. And I took a weird route that went off the beaten path sort of through Wyoming, and it was amazing. There was Wind River Canyon and some of the coolest stuff I've ever seen, and I got all these really amazing shots from the bus. I was taking photos like crazy. Everybody that was sitting next to me, they were wondering what was going on. And then I went from Denver to Kansas City, and Kansas City was way bigger than I had imagined it.
Okay.
And my friend that I stayed with there, he goes, all right, everybody's first misconception is it's Kansas City, Kansas.
Right.
And then he said, no, it's Kansas City, Missouri. It's way bigger. There's art, there's music, there's tons of people, and everything was really spread out. I walked so many miles there just to get from place to place because we were wandering. I told my friend I wanted to wander.
Yeah.
There's
plenty of places to do that in KC.
He took it to heart, and we went everywhere. My feet were killing me after that.
Well, the thing about Kansas City is, I mean, even with just what is on the Kansas side, the urban part of it, you're right, is on the Missouri side. But in Kansas, I mean, there's Overland Park and everything. It's just spread out like crazy. It's urban sprawl to the nth degree.
As soon as I got there, I was really amazed that there were two groups of tall buildings.
Yes.
As opposed to everything just all condensed in one area.
Right.
And I'm still baffled by that. You know, I'm just always used, especially going across the country, I'm always used to, you know, downtown having all the big collective, you know, a collection of buildings, big buildings. in Kansas City was just so spread out.
Everywhere you look, there's another. Well, look, more tall buildings over there. I don't know what's going on. Well, Josh, hang out for us for just a second. We'll do some more talking just ahead. Josh Sullivan is with us, joshcomics.com, the website, and you can keep track of his effort to stay with one person a week across the country in selected cities for 52 weeks in a row. And we're 17 weeks in. We'll talk some more about it just ahead as Overnight America continues. Overnight America, John Grayson here with you as a Monday morning continues. Josh Sullivan is with us, and you've heard him here a couple of times on the program by phone, traveling across the country, spending a week at a time with 52 different people over the course of this year in an effort to get all the way back home eventually to St. Petersburg, Florida, where you started this whole journey
off. Yeah, that was week one, many, many weeks ago.
Yeah, and then went all the way across the country to California and started making your way back, trekking back. Well, let's go back to where we were just a minute ago in Colorado, because you mentioned Denver and a week spent there right after Washington State. Tell us about Denver. What did you see?
Denver, right away, my friend Chris, I stayed with him and his girlfriend Stephanie. Chris took me around all downtown, the 16th Street Mall, wandered around, just basically took photos of everything, the art museum, although there's a big giant sculpture of a broom and a dustpan.
As a reminder, I guess. Don't forget to sweep up Denver.
There's a big statue of a bear peering into a building, I think, at the convention center. Mm-hmm. We got back from walking around, and he goes, hey, you want to drive up to Red Rocks? I go, all right. And I'm thinking, all the time I've ever heard about Red Rocks, I've just, you know, John Tesh at
Blues
the Red
Traveler,
Rocks.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm thinking, all right, well, he's going to take me to this you know, venue, this amphitheater, and we get there, and it's amazing. I couldn't believe that there was a venue built pretty much into the rocks.
Yep.
And we were, I think that was the highest up I've ever been now, 6,000, you know, 7,000 feet. And we went a little bit west of there to Laro the Bear Park, and there's a few really cool small mountain communities that way. And we just walked. We didn't spend any money. We just wandered around.
Well, it's interesting you should mention that, though, because being a sea-level guy, I mean, coming from Florida, when you were doing all that walking around in Denver, did you notice it?
Oh, yeah. It was,
really?
It was weird. And he goes, have a beer. You'll see what happens.
Felt like he had drank a six-pack,
yeah,
didn't
it? Yeah, and one beer hit me pretty hard. And it was interesting. And then a day after that, he took off. Him and his girlfriend took off to Texas to visit her parents, and he said, you know what, the house is yours for a week, car is yours for a week, do whatever. So I drove up to Boulder. I went, and it was weird, especially because the prior week in Ellensburg, I was also by myself for the most part, because I couldn't find a place there, so I ended up having to get a hotel room. So I was really itching to go hang out with people, but then I had all the stuff I had to do. It was tax week.
I had to
do taxes. I'm thinking,
that had to be interesting.
I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, I'm totally a hobo doing my taxes in someone else's house.
Uh-huh.
And then the night I was leaving, they had a winter storm warning for 2 to 3 feet of snow. I got out of there just as everything was about to hit. I was at the Greyhound station. People were a bus driver was he'd just come back. He said they closed I guess I-70 west through the mountains, and we got out of there, drove through Kansas, and the next morning woke up and off on the bus in Kansas City, Missouri.
And so an uneventful trip from Denver all the way through to Kansas City, because you beat the weather.
Well, there was this cute girl was talking to me for a while.
Okay, well, that's eventful.
And
yeah,
she ended up falling asleep on me, and I didn't. I didn't know if I should wake her up or not, and I ended up falling asleep, too, and then...
At least you thought she fell asleep. Come on, Josh. I mean, do I have to explain this one to you? She wasn't sleeping.
I just hope I didn't drool over myself.
Yeah, right. That's funny. So so on we go to Kansas City, and we, you know, you mentioned a little bit about seeing the different downtown areas and things. The one thing, having driven there a couple of times to go to concerts and things like that, driving by the stadium where the Royals play, it doesn't look real.
Oh, no. Yeah, it didn't. It looked like... There's the Kansas City Art Institute there, and it looked like a big giant model that an art student had built.
Right, right. And Arrowhead's right next to it, and Arrowhead just looks like it always looks on TV. You know, it's just like a football stadium.
Yeah.
But if something about that place where the Royals play, I mean, it's those big gold, you know, globes or whatever they are on the sticks, and it all looks fake.
And it's totally different here in St. Louis. This stadiums look like stadiums, but
right.
Kansas City, everything was weird. It did have that weird feel all around town. It felt like a big movie set.
Now, there is a downtown, not just, you know, a downtown area, but there is an area in Kansas City, and I can't for the life of me remember the name of it, that is the kind of alive and buzzy nightlife sort of outdoor mall place. And everybody goes there, and I can't, like I said, I can't remember what the name of it is. I'm going to get cards and emails about this. But did you get to get out much into the city and just kind of hang?
Yeah, my friend I was staying with, who is our old friend from St. Pete, he took me all over the place, and we walked. We walked from downtown to the section of town that they call the Bottoms.
Yeah.
When I was coming in on the bus, I was noticing all these really old buildings. And I go, wow, I really want to take some photos. And we're walking around at 2, 3 in the morning, and all of a sudden I notice I'm right next to those buildings.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're following a friend of his, and all of a sudden we're going into one of those buildings. And this friend of his, she lived in one of the buildings. She,
okay.
She shared this big warehouse space. It was with three other people. She lived there. And then seven artists used it as studio space.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was amazing. We got to walk around, see all this art, see all this stuff going on. And then we walked out of there, and it really felt like a movie, because we're in the midst of all these really great old industrial buildings, pretty much all these warehouses around all the train tracks. And the thing was, is my friend kept saying, oh, we'll be back to my place in 15 minutes. 15 minutes, and it was about 2 hours later.
Everything is, well, 15 minutes from now, not from then. It's from now, and then we'll go. But a good time. And now, where in all of your travels so far in these 17 weeks in 17 different cities, where's the best food?
Oh God, there's every place has something cool.
Yeah, like those huckleberries in Washington.
Huckleberries in Washington. Austin, outside Austin, we went to Driftwood, Texas, where there's this big barbecue place, the Salt Lick.
Mm-hmm. Great name.
And it's BYOB, and everybody definitely brought their own booze.
Yeah.
Tons and tons of it, and amazing barbecue. Texas, like, hands down, amazing. San Diego, all the Mexican food.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I was looking at a photo today of a photo of burritos I took of...
you took pictures of burritos. You weren't kidding, 15,000 pictures.
One of my meals, yeah, it was... I was looking at it, and I go, wow, I really missed that. the meal of beer in Portland and Seattle.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing.
Nice.
Really, just... That's what been a really great thing. Staying with people that live in these cities and then knowing exactly where the best stuff is.
Well, and I would assume they want to show off,
yeah,
too. They want to say, okay, you're here. Well, you need to try this.
Yeah, and some really great stuff. We had me and Kevin and his wife today had some really nice Thai food, and just really great stuff everywhere. Yeah. I'm getting fatter. I think I've gained like 15 pounds on this trip.
You're tiny, though, because all of the walking anyway. You know, it's like you're going to work some of that stuff off.
I think I've walked about 100 miles in the past past month or so.
Yeah.
So I've developed a very good knack for wandering.
Yeah. Well, it's good. And because that way, not only do you get to see what the folks want to show off to you, but you get to see stuff that even they don't know about.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to somebody from here, and I go, yeah, I walked on Eads Bridge into Illinois. And I said it was really interesting because in the halfway point, above the Mississippi River, there's etched into the stone on the bridge, it's one side says
the state line. Yeah.
Yeah, it says Missouri, and the other side says Illinois. And then you look across, and on the other side of the cement, there's etchings of the outlines of the states. And they're like, really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cool. I don't really have any of my own form of transportation, so I'm forced to walk. And then I'm taking the bus trips, too. I'm getting to see a lot of stuff people normally wouldn't see, especially all these really random small towns.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a chance to take a lot of photos of them, too.
That's now, you brought me stuff, which is very cool. So thank you very much for this.
Thank you.
And joshcomics.com, as we mentioned, is the website. And you've been doing these issues of kind of a zine of all of your travels.
I'm doing a self-published print zine that chronicles one issue is for each week. And when it's all done, there's going to be 52 issues. And there will be 1,248 pages chronicling all of 2009. And there's comics, there's photos, there's interviews, random stories from the bus, whatever I could fit in there, drawings. And
of course, you're going to have a special section on Overnight America.
Oh, yeah, you know, absolutely.
For us following. Well, hang on. We'll do some more talking in just a couple. Josh Sullivan is with us. And again, we'll talk some more about the magazine and some more about the travels as well in just a couple as Overnight America continues. John Grayson here with you, sharing Monday morning. Overnight America, John Grayson here with you, and Josh Sullivan in the studio with us. 52 Friends is the effort, and joshcomics.com is the website. And we were just talking about the zine that you put together, and I've got four issues of it sitting here in front of me. 17 weeks on the road, how many issues are actually done?
It's definitely an effort.
Right under the bus, Josh.
I have five of them completed.
Five of them done.
I should be working on issue 17 as the week is progressing.
At the same time, I mean, it's not like you're not doing anything.
Yeah, I was talking to my best friend's dad, who I'm staying with for a week in Saginaw, Michigan, where I grew up. And I was talking to him the other day, and he goes, I've been receiving the issues in the mail you've been sending me. I don't know how you can do it. And he said, it's like a job, isn't it? And I go, yeah, it's more. I'm working harder than I've ever worked in my life.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to wander.
And?
That takes time. I've got to, you know, take photos. I've got to go talk to people and work on this book. And it's every issue is 24 pages.
Yeah.
So, my goal tomorrow is to hole up in a library and get two issues done.
There you go. Well, and see, the good news about this is, and I'm surprised that you're not doing this, and I'm glad you're not doing this, because this is the kind of thing that producers in television go, you know, this would be a great reality show.
Yeah.
And I hate reality television, yeah. So thank you for not doing that, first of all. But you got to realize, I mean, there's a movie in this. There's a book in this. There's I don't know what in this.
At the end of it, I think I'm going to write a real book, because there's so much that just isn't fit in the zines. All these random backstories. There's definitely tons of backstories I could fill with a lot of the people I know that I'm staying with.
Sure.
And I'm definitely going to have the material at the end of the year. So I'm hoping to write an actual book about it, because I've been testing the waters with writing. I've never written anything before, and I'm having a really good time doing it with a zine.
Right. Well, and now with the photographs, is there anything else that you're doing to kind of chronicle everything and keep it all straight? Are you taking notes everywhere you go, or what?
Yeah, every once in a while, I bought a nice little memo book.
Okay.
Where especially for my whole bus ride from Washington to Colorado, every time I took a photo, I wrote down the number of the photo and where exactly I was, because sometimes you couldn't tell if you were in Colorado or Wyoming or Montana or Washington.
Yeah, right. Now, that's got to be something, too, because, you know, you talk to traveling musicians about this, and they say all the time, a lot of them, what they'll do is they'll have down on the stage a card with the name of the city where they are, because if you don't do that, you'll screw it up, and there's nothing that will lose an audience quicker.
I've definitely been to shows in St. Pete where people start saying, yay, hey, Tampa, yeah, how are you doing, Tampa? And the crowd turns on them like crazy,
big
and they
time.
Start yelling, no, this is St. Pete.
So how many times along these 17 weeks in 17 cities have you woken up and gone, I have no idea where I am?
Oh, definitely more than a handful, because sometimes I'm in a weird, you know, like I'll just be in a weird house in general. And,
yeah.
Sometimes I really don't know where I'm at. And there was one day in Seattle where it was sunny out, and I woke up and the sun was shining, and I definitely thought I was in a whole completely different state.
It's like, where am I? How'd I get here? Where? Yeah.
And so I'm also chronicling things with video. I've been taking so much video. I don't even know what I'm going to do with all of it. Maybe I'll, you know, have a book and have a lovely little documentary with it.
Yeah.
And out of maybe 1,200 video clips I've taken, I've put about 10 of them online.
Have you found people, because I know you got a lot of people following you online and you know, through the website, and you're getting more and more attention from, well, things like this,
yeah,
on the radio. Have you had people in cities where you go who have sought you out and gone, hey, listen, I found you here and I wanted to come and meet you and say hi?
Not yet, but I've been, especially from your show, I've gotten, after the last time I was on, there was a gentleman who emailed me immediately after I was on, and he lives in Pittsburgh, and he says, I wanted to let you know I'm following you. I'd love to do what you're doing. Unfortunately, I'm disabled. I'm in a wheelchair. You know, keep on doing what you're doing. If you come to Pittsburgh, I'll buy you lunch.
Yeah, there you go.
And other people, I'm getting some cool recognition for basically just traveling and doing this weird little project.
Taking a year off.
And so I'm getting more recognition, basically. I feel like I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
But I am working harder than I've ever worked on a project before.
See, that's the name of your book. How to Raise Your Profile by Doing Absolutely Nothing.
Yeah.
See, and I'll let you have that for free. Take it, because it's all yours. JoshComics.com, again, is the website, and Josh Sullivan is with us. And, again, Minneapolis, I know we've got folks, a lot of folks who are listening in on the Good Neighbor 830 WCCO. And if you want to prove just how good a neighbor you can be, Josh seriously does need a place to stay for the next week after the 1st of May.
Yeah,
so this coming Friday.
Coming in on the 1st and leaving on the 7th.
Yeah.
And I'm fun, and I clean up after myself, and I will tell you lots of awesome stories from the country so far.
And you have a great hat.
Thank you.
Oh, so tell me about the hat.
All right. So this was given to me my last night in St. Pete at my going-away party.
Okay.
This girl that works with one of my best friends, Andy, who I stayed week one with, she comes out of nowhere. I hardly knew her. She goes, "I have something for you. It's this hat." I go, "Great. I'm not gonna, last thing I need is a hat.
Last thing I need
is something else to take with me."
You're right.
She puts it on my head, and it was the first time a hat actually felt like it belonged on my head.
There you go.
So now I call it my traveling hat, and it totally makes me look like a beatnik, which is perfect.
Well, and it's not a pork pie, it's not a trilby. It's kind of close to that, but it's not a fedora, but it's like a trilby except the front bill is up instead of down.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a nice mix of a hobo / beatnik hat.
Yeah, and it's made out of some kind of, I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
But it's, if you want to see a picture of it, go to joshcomics.com because you're wearing it in the picture of Washington State.
And I wear it a lot.
All right. Well, hang on. We'll do some more stories from the road in just a couple. Josh Sullivan, again, is with us, and you can find this stuff on the website at joshcomics.com, and we'll find out what's coming up in the next few weeks after Minneapolis, where he may very well just kind of be wandering. As we continue on through this Monday morning, John Grayson here with you, and you are on Overnight America. Overnight America, as we continue on through this hour of a Monday morning, and Josh Sullivan is with us of 52 Friends, and we mentioned the zine, and I've got a bunch of these issues. I'm going to just pull one open at random and read word or two, and I want you to kind of continue this story.
All right.
This one comes from issue number 4.
Austin.
Which was Austin, Texas.
Great city.
Let's see what we got here. Today was pretty productive. Got caught up on most of my email and got to wander the city. Walked around the University of Texas. Now, did you see the Texas Tower?
Yeah.
Where Charles Whitman, you know, shot a bunch of people for that thing.
You know what? I totally forgot about that.
Yeah. See? Well, see, you need me with you.
We
need to do this again, and it'll be you and me traveling.
You know what I did notice about the University of Texas, though, are a lot of really attractive college students.
No kidding. Really? Wow.
And what else happened in Texas? Oh, all right. So something came up that I didn't. So I saw somebody that I recognized but didn't realize who it was until a month later.
Uh-huh.
I was at this bar on 6th Street called Casino El Camino, and the bartender looked real familiar. Who is that guy? And a month later, I'm watching a Jim Rose Circus DVD at my friend's house in San Dimas, and I go, my bartender was Lifto from the Jim Rose Circus.
Oh, that's crazy.
And so what else happened at the University of Texas? I feel bad that I didn't get to do as much stuff in Austin because I found the library at the University of Texas that had the best study area on the 3rd floor, and I went there for 3 days straight to work on the zines.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful. We'd have a lot more issues than we do now. And if there's one thing we need, it's more issues. So now you mentioned the sculptures and the things like that in Denver. Is there something that you've seen in addition to the broom and dustpan? And I have seen that, by the way, just pictures of it. So you got to see it in person. How cool are you? Is there something like that that you've seen that you think everybody in the world should be able to see in person? Just because it was so cool and so offbeat and weird?
There was a – today I was walking around Florissant in the Old Town District, and there's – at one of the churches in their little garden, there's this really weird metal sculpture of an angel hovering above a small metal replica of the church. And it was
– I haven't seen that. I'll have to go check that out.
And it looked like a robot. And I just wandered in there. The church was getting out. I just wandered into the garden, took some photos, looked really weird. Everybody was looking at me, and I go, I have to take a photo of this.
Yeah, well, and they walk by it every day, and they've seen it a million times, so it doesn't mean anything to them. But, yeah, for you to come in and yeah. check it out, it's like, wow.
Yeah, and especially some of the smaller places I've been, when I've been wandering around taking photos, people really think I'm weird. I'm the bigger places, it definitely everybody's used to it from tourists and everything, but the smaller places I get all sorts of weird looks. Like, yeah. why is this person taking a photo of my house? Why is this person taking a photo of that building? And
because there's just something about it that catches your eye.
Yeah, yeah. And I've really been appreciating everything. Every single weird thing. I took a picture of a weird stagnant creek yesterday, and I looked at the photo today, and it looked like the most beautiful thing ever.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, there's a couple of other things, because this is the first time that we've met face-to-face, that I have to ask you about. For example, the tattoo on your right arm. What is that?
This one?
We can start with that one.
All right. I have a... This arm was going to be covered with nothing but my comic characters.
Okay.
And so this is my character Chauncey, the pig dog.
Which then, everybody needs one of.
And then I have a robot.
Speaking of a robot, yeah.
I love robots. And then the other arm, I have a tattoo by this comic artist named Evan Dorkin, who was the inspiration for me to start doing comics.
Now, are those the only three tattoos so far?
Okay. Only three so far, but I'd love to get more. People keep joking around saying I should get a tattoo for every state.
In every week. But no.
Not yet. I would be really, really poor.
I don't know how many tattoo parlors there are in rural Washington State either. So you know,
I didn't see any. But there was a really cool comic shop in Ellensburg that I stumbled upon.
Was there? Okay. Well, that's cool. We mentioned next week, Minneapolis, but we don't know where you're staying.
Nope.
What's after that?
Marquette, Michigan.
And then Saginaw.
And then Saginaw. And then Grand Rapids, Michigan. And then Chicago. And then I start zigzagging my way through the Midwest and Northeast and working my way back down to Florida.
So the next time we talk, you'll either be on your way to Chicago or already there, probably.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, is there anything in particular? Have you been to Chicago before?
Real short amounts of time. The last time I was there, I was with my band. I was in a ska band, and we were on tour. And we played just south of downtown in this gallery, this really cool gallery that my friend's mom owned. And she let them have shows all the time. So we're performing there with these other ska bands and all this art on the walls. And all of a sudden, the next morning we're up. Our drummer goes, we got to drive to Indiana. And we went to his family's house. So we were in Chicago a total of 16 hours.
Okay, yeah. So
I haven't seen...
Not a lot of time.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you know of already that you want to see while you're there?
I want to go see a show there. I've really been obsessed with the Chicago music scene for a really long time. And I want to go see a show there that I'm not playing at.
Yeah. Of the places that you've been, has there been anything that you've wanted to do while you were there that you just didn't get a chance to?
Oddly enough, I was in San Diego more than anywhere else. I was in the suburbs staying with different people, and I got to drive through downtown. I didn't even get to hang out in downtown San Diego.
Yeah, there was, just nothing. But
I don't know. I wish I would have got to explore the mountains more around Denver.
Yeah.
I kind of have the mindset that if I don't end up doing it, then it leaves a reason for me to go back to these places and visit and explore more. So I've been really grateful for all the weird random stuff that that I've been able to do thus far.
How's the money holding out?
Not as good as,
as you would hope.
But that's just more of a reason to sell more zines and to do art and sell more art. I've been painting light switch covers here and there and selling those. And I've got a bunch of people subscribing to the zine, but then I've got a bunch of people buying single issues, which is really good. But I've gotten a lot better within the past few months. Past couple months of the first 4 months of saving a lot more. So I'm learning a lot of valuable lessons on this trip.
I can imagine. And do you think that by the time, just given where you've been so far, by the time you get back to St. Petersburg next January, how long is it going to take you to get used to just staying in one place again?
I don't think I'm going to get used to it anytime in a month's time, probably, because I'm so used to packing up. Pretty much every Thursday is my travel day. I'm on that routine. I'll watch Lost on Wednesday. Thursday, I pack up and leave.
Yeah.
Same routine. And when I get back, I'm probably going to be extremely bored.
Yeah.
And I'm just probably going to want to do this whole thing again.
Well, I hope that you get a chance to before too very long. And I'm glad that you're doing it now and spending some time with us every month. We're going to keep track of you. And again, we'll talk to you again in about 4 weeks and find out where you've been and how everything went and find out who you stayed with in Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah, that should be interesting.
JoshComics.com is the website. And if you're in Minneapolis and St. Paul in that area and you want to email him and offer him a place to stay, that would be a great way to do it. And Josh, again, thanks for coming by, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it was really nice meeting you too, John.
There is more to come as Overnight America continues. It is a Monday morning.